Hey y'all, it's time for another episode of Yo Loretta Late Night, hosted by me, your girl, Sarah Loretta, aka Lil Peach. I'm a hip-hop head, story explorer, and the owner of 99 in St. Clair, a creative studio that helps develop badass brands for badass people. Here on Late Night, though, no topic is off limits, and I'm even bringing in some of my friends to push that envelope and have an honest conversation about their journey to hopefully inspire yours. With so much magic and inspiration everywhere, it's my mission to help your creativity thrive by spending less time Googling and more time actually developing your brand. So are you ready? Grab your coffee, get comfy, and let's dive into today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Yo Loretta. I know, it's different. There's a totally different name change, and that is what this episode is all about. I'm sure those of you who are currently subscribed or new listeners are a little confused as to why the branding looks different, or perhaps maybe why there is a completely different title, and why there was a whole different intro just now. And yeah, I wanted to take this time to really explain kind of what's been going on over here at 99 and kind of just really walk you through how I've been feeling and kind of the repercussions, if you will, of what's been happening since I've been stuck at home because of Corona. And don't worry, it's all so, so positive. I feel very clear, very excited to share this with you. And I feel like you guys deserved a full episode to kind of talk through all of that. So before we get in, I wanted to just say thank you for all of the love, the support, the constant, you know, up and down that you guys have been watching me go through as a first-time business owner over the last year. And I don't think I say thank you enough. So thank you for constantly giving me your feedback and having those kind of conversations that are clarifying and allow me to, as a total side note, if y'all don't know, my little fur coworker, Diesel, he spends a lot of time in the studio and he is currently napping next to me. So I'm going to try and wake him up slowly so the snoring stops. But if you guys could hear that, I'm really sorry. But yeah, so again, just thank y'all. Like, I'm just so, so proud of the journey that I've taken and the support you guys have given me to allow myself to explore who this brand is going to be, what this business is going to become. And particularly over the last 2 weeks, as I have been quarantined at home, I have spent hours really kind of thinking about where I even want this business to go. And I know in previous episodes, I've kind of touched on my business in, you know, similar spaces of my previous guests, but I've never really sat down to explain fully just how my business came to be and how, you know, I've struggled. And I think that that is something that we don't talk enough about as first-time business owners, is really what that struggle could look like. And so that's what I wanted to let this episode be. And hopefully I won't sit here for too long explaining it. But I definitely think that it's powerful. And I want to also talk about the new name change and the branding, because that really kind of came about because of all the realization. So to kind of take a real full step back and look at what the last year was like for me, and really, I think even further than that, maybe the last 5 years, I have been really fortunate to kind of jump into opportunities and allow myself to fully emerge into them, to mold myself to whatever that opportunity came. And for those of you who are new listeners, I really got my start in content creation back in 2012 when I did an AmeriCorps program, and I had been doing research, you know, just of what that experience would be for me, and I really wasn't finding anyone's opinions online about the program. And I had kind of just taken that opportunity blindly, as an alternate to paying thousands of dollars for college. And so after my first year of AmeriCorps, I really felt empowered to share my experience because no one really was online. And at that point, you know, YouTube was, people were YouTubing, right? But it's definitely not the space that it is today. But there was really no one online that was sitting and saying, this is what this program is, these are the benefits, explaining the different components of it. And so I kind of just took it upon myself to sit in my little bedroom in, you know, downtown Austin. I lived in this 4-bedroom apartment that was like off campus living, and it was furnished. And I think I paid like $400 a month for that apartment. And I had a MacBook with a built-in webcam. I didn't know what it meant to produce content. I had never really done that before, but I felt so empowered to talk about my experience, especially as someone who packed up her car at 18 and moved cross country by herself to have a job, basically. And I taught science. I had never taught before. I had never really done any kind of leadership, anything within the jobs that I had had in retail in high school. And it was incredibly overwhelming. But that summer after my first year, I sat down in my bedroom and filmed some videos and talked about AmeriCorps. And from there, I became the number one AmeriCorps YouTuber. And still to this day, if you Google YouTube AmeriCorps, all of my videos come up on the first like 3 pages. And I did some projects with AmeriCorps alum out in Atlanta, and, you know, just different things kind of came from that. And I still to this day will run into people at events, especially in the nonprofit world, who somehow know me, and they'll say, oh my God, like, you inspired me. I saw your videos and you're the reason why I joined AmeriCorps. And it's so strange. It's so strange because I'm just a kid, right? Like, I'm just this little punk kid who, you know, just took a chance and took an adventure. And I think just the way that I've inspired people by just talking about my experience, really, you really start to see the power in your voice, which was something that I never really felt as a kid, right? And all I did was make a decision, and I didn't think it would be so impactful. So from there, you know, I really fell in love with the video side of YouTube. And I had been applying for the Disney College program, and everybody made videos at that point to talk about what park they wanted to work at and what they wanted their job to be. And if you, you know, auditioned for entertainment at Disney, for the Walt Disney Company, you know, what the audition process was like. And so I documented all of that, and YouTube really became this space for me to connect with people outside of my everyday realm, because I never really had friends that loved Disney like I did. I never had friends that had even heard of AmeriCorps. I just had friends that, you know, partied on the weekends and worked a retail job. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think from YouTube, I found so much empowerment in doing more, even though they were smaller steps. And over the years, you know, I went from talking about Disney, and then I moved into hip hop, which is really my first love, if you guys don't know that. I spent many years documenting albums and dissecting themes and albums, and I still do a little bit of that. But it's something that I miss, because I think as first-time business owners, you know, we want everything to work. And I know over the last year, I definitely kind of put everything else aside that was my loves and my passions, friends, because I worked so hard on my business to get it where it is today. But there is also so much power in putting the computer down at a certain time every day and doing something else. And that was really something that I have struggled with over the last couple months, because, you know, once you get into the groove of the services you offer, the products you offer, you know, you can kind of do those like the back of your hand. And there comes a point where that just isn't enough in your business, and you really have to figure out how you're going to turn your business into a brand. And it was not something that I really understood. I thought that people really wanted, you know, they wanted my expertise and that was going to be enough. And it really wasn't until I recorded the episode with my girlfriend Renee, which if you guys also don't know, I've been recording episodes since January that are coming out still over the next few weeks. I did a lot of pre-recording for this podcast. And so I had talked to Renee maybe at the beginning of February, and it wasn't really until her conversation that I really started thinking about my brand and no longer my business. And I also think as a first-time business owner, you know, you have skills, right? You know, I have my website development skills. I've got, you know, I can create graphics, I can do branding, but turning yourself into a brand and acting as an extension of your business, that was not something that people were teaching in their webinars or teaching in, you know, their blog posts, really, that I was coming across and the people that I was interacting with, that I really understood the difference in what you sell versus what you offer. And there was one thing that Renee had said to me in that episode that really stood out. And I really, if you haven't listened to it, I really recommend going back and listening to Renee's episode, because it was so powerful. And I think she first and foremost is a brand and then a business owner second. And I see her success, and it really just got my wheels turning of what that would even look like for me. And at that point, I really started just really sitting down and reflecting pretty much every day on how I could connect better with people and how I could just be a more holistic person and show up as myself, which I think is really hard to do, especially when, you know, you're so focused on just making sure you can keep the lights on, right? Like, how can you kind of balance everything? And at this point, I had begun feeling anyway, like, you know, I had kind of just thrown everything aside when I had started my business. And I felt like if I were to bring hip hop into it or bring my love for stories or film or TV, people weren't going to connect with it. And then I realized after talking to Renee, like, that's the stuff people aren't seeing from me, and that's what they actually wanted. I just was too afraid, I guess, to show it because I was afraid it was going to overshadow my work and my offers, and people weren't going to look at me as a service anymore. They were going to look at me more as like a fun brand. So then maybe March. Yeah, it was about March. March hit and Corona started really kind of taking off within the community, so much so that here in Austin, you know, South by Southwest got canceled. I had a few opportunities get canceled because of Corona. And it really gave me the time to sit and think about what I could do to just be me. And it was so, so hard. It was so hard to figure out. And then it kind of all hit me, which I know you guys are probably sitting here laughing and, you know, saying like, you know, just be yourself, right? But I think that as the personality type that I am and the type of person I am very much a data person first and a feelings person second. And everything I do, I'm very strategic in my work and my thought process. And so for me, just creativity is not as easy, and personality wise is not as easy as it should be for me, because I think about, well, how would this look on the grid, or how would this phrase, you know, fit into my business? But then I sat and I was looking at my website, and it kind of just hit me, you know, like 99 in St. Clair is literally named after a street corner in Cleveland where I'm from that was made popular by my favorite hip hop group, Bone Thugs and Harmony. And it's like, oh my God, why am I holding back? Like, why am I doing these things? And I think that it was kind of like a smack in the face, right? Of like, dude, it's right in front of you. Like, stop being so stiff. Like, it's literally right in front of you, you know? And so I really started thinking about, well, what power do I have to fix this, right? And not necessarily fix it, but just do more and be more involved and connect better. And then I thought back to my YouTube channel, which I hadn't posted a video in almost a year because I just really felt like I didn't have anything to say. I didn't know what I wanted to say. I didn't know what people wanted to hear from me that was on the personal side. And because all I do really is work on my business because I love it so much. And I watch Sons of Anarchy and, you know, I listen to Joey Badass. And so I sat and was like, well, what could I do with my YouTube channel? And then I realized, like, the content that people really enjoy seeing, and at least like what I love watching, are behind the scenes of people's businesses. Like, specifically, there's a graphic designer in the UK. Her name's Alice Thorpe, and I'm obsessed with her channel. And all she does is talk about, you know, packaging her design orders. And she does these challenges where she redesigns popular logos and you know, just really the behind the scenes everyday kind of content that is outside your client work. And my YouTube channel very much is focused around Sarah Loretta. You know, that's my name. I technically chose my name for, also, I guess those who don't know, I had my name legally changed, but Sarah Loretta is who I've been for about a decade now online. And I made that my legal name. And I thought about that brand, right? Of this is like watching my channel, like, this is Sarah, right? She's a coffee loving hip hop head who, you know, is a little awkward, but speaks her mind and looks at things from different angles. And there's so much power in that. And so then I thought about this podcast and I thought about kind of just the way that it has kind of molded and transformed since I started filming. And I know you guys haven't heard all of the episodes that I've pre-recorded, but you will start to notice that there is just a shift in the conversations, and there's more freedom in the conversation. And that's what exploration of brand identity is supposed to be, is not necessarily being so strategic before you execute, but allowing yourself to just freely execute and then create a strategy from that. And not being so strict on what you're creating, but allow yourself to just create. And that was something that I've really struggled with. So all of that kind of stuff together and thinking about all of that, I thought about how could I create a sub brand where 99 in St. Clair is the work I do every day, but Sarah Loretta is, quote unquote, the vlog channel, right? 99 in St. Clair is my main channel and Sarah Loretta is my vlog channel. And if you're not super into the YouTube world, that may not make sense to you, but basically you have your main content, which is like the pretty polished stuff. And then you have your sub channel, which is like your day in the life, vlogging, you know, making dinner, whatever. And so that's really getting back to my YouTube roots. That's what I wanted to create. And I came up with this idea for Yo Loretta. You know, it's funny because I thought about the old talk show that's been on the radio for as long as I can remember, but I don't know if you guys remember Delilah. I used to love her. I used to listen to her all the time. I feel like she's been 80 years old my entire life. But I thought about her and I thought about just kind of the open-endedness of her show and how she, you know, took guest questions and she took calls and, you know, really kind of just allowed her show to be anything that her listeners needed. And that's what I feel like I've been missing, is really just that community component of what people want to hear, what they want to see, but also kind of, you know, branding yourself as that leader in that business. So that being said, all of those things, I feel like I'm kind of rambling now, but I think like all of this stuff, hopefully you guys kind of understand, you know, where my head's been and how I've been feeling. And, you know, I as much as I don't want you guys to feel what I'm feeling, I'm sure that some of you listening are there right now or have been there. And I only wanted to share this because I know that there's people that are in this space. And sometimes you just need a little bit of, I don't know, just, you know, security and knowing you're not alone, right? Especially now that we're home, you know, it's really easy, I think, to get kind of lost in our thoughts and lost in our actions and, you know, forget that people are going through shit too. So in creating Yo Loretta, I thought about all of those things. I thought about what I actually love every day, which is hip hop, which is film, which is cooking in my kitchen. If you guys follow me on TikTok, all I do is post like shit that I cook, right? And how I could create a sub brand of 99, still give you guys design advice, still invite people into the podcast and answer questions that you guys have. And so that's really where Yo Loretta came from, is kind of this ask me anything, late night, nothing's off limits kind of conversations. You know, one thing that I really love that I want to start incorporating is just branding from a music component or from a film component and talking more about how other brands have been developed and talk about how, you know, we as consumers consume other brands and why we do those things and really kind of the psychology behind it all. But also having still those amazing conversations with people who are more experienced than me, and, you know, having that really cohesive balance. So I spent the last week or two really diving into what Yo Loretta could be, kind of the very broad guidelines, if you will. And I think that it all finally makes sense. And I think that I struggled with accepting that things finally made sense, because when you have an audience and you have listeners and you have viewers and consumers that, you know, if you kind of pivot at any point, you know, there's kind of this scared factor of, well, how is it going to be perceived and received? And I just had to stop myself because, you know, we all need different things for different reasons. And this is what I needed. I needed to figure out how to be calmer and how to be clearer. And I think for the first time ever in owning my business, it all finally makes sense to me. And I will say that, you know, I celebrated my 1 year in business about 2 weeks ago, and I really didn't even celebrate because I felt like I still was in that exploration phase where I didn't necessarily really honestly believe I was a business owner. Even though I was saying it, I very much over the last year have said, like, I need a year to decide if this is what I'm going to do. You know, I need to explore my design styles. I need to explore different industries I'm working with. And I think now that I've hit that year, it's like, okay, like things are working. So either I'm going to keep doing this or I need to go find another job, right? And it all just kind of fell into place and things are still chugging along. I'm still, you know, doing the grind and the hustle, and I'm happy to hustle because I think I do strategic hustling. But I definitely feel like it all kind of makes sense and I feel freer. I don't feel so stiff. And I feel like over the last week, I've been kind of experimenting with new content. So much so that, you know, I made these like illustrated drawings of Tupac and Biggie, had people were asking me for them as stickers, and I made stickers and people are buying them. And that was, I think that was the validation that I needed in further developing my brand, not necessarily my business, is that people are receiving it well because they're finally seeing me. And I think if I can kind of, you know, share any advice is, you know, it's okay to pivot. It's okay to change course if it is making you clearer and it's answering questions that you've had and it's making your work less confusing. I think that pivoting is absolutely more natural. And I don't necessarily think that this is a pivot. I think it's very much so more of a adding the juice, if you will. You know, when you're cooking, you know, you don't want to dry out the meat, right? So you have to add juice to keep it flavorful and, you know, the texture that you want. And I think that this is really what I did here, was create the texture that I needed for 99 to keep going and not just survive, right? I'm ready for it to thrive. I'm ready to jump into my second year of business and keep going, but go better. So all of that kind of as a chit chat, if you will. I am just really excited. I'm excited for the future. You know, maybe not every week we have an episode with a guest, but maybe sometimes we sit down and we talk about a TV show, or we talk about, you know, client work I'm working on, or, you know, when you guys have questions, you know, we can answer those. And I definitely think that by kind of taking those restraints off, you know, I think that so much more can happen. And, you know, this will become a space that you guys need and want. And that's my whole goal, because if you're just developing content for your dog, then, you know, what's the point, right? And so I want to make sure that I'm developing content that is wholesome and needed, you know? So yeah. So Yo Loretta, that is the name of this podcast now. And it's funny. I guess I'll share the quick story of how it came to be, because I have such a thing for naming things. That's really something that I think I have a special talent in, is naming campaigns, naming businesses, naming podcasts. So basically a little family history. I very much grew up with my grandparents and my great-grandparents, and my great-grandparents were in their 70s when I was in elementary school. So we're, you know, very much so like they were my grandparents, right? They really weren't my great grandparents, even though biologically they were. But my great grandmother's name is Loretta, and who I chose my name from. And my great grandfather, anytime he needed something, whether he was on the back deck or on the front porch, he would yell through the window, "Yo, Loretta." And that, you know, and he would ask whatever, but he, you know, he wasn't an Italian guy. He has German ancestry, but he would get that, you know, that funky accent and, you know, yell for Nani. And I always loved that about him. I always thought it was so funny. And when I chose the name Loretta, I really wanted to embody the heart and soul of who my great grandmother was, and just her, you know, how she lived her life very, not necessarily minimally, but holistically, you know. And that's something that I always appreciated about her, was the way she cooked in the kitchen and the way that she took care of people. And that's who I always strive to be, as someone who gives first and takes second. And so I was just kind of like thinking about my brand and thinking about things. And I have pictures of my great grandparents on a shelf in my office, of these black and whites from them in the 40s. And it just kind of came to me, the Yo Loretta. And that's what I wanted. I really want to embody. And so I said, fuck it. That's going to be my new brand, Yo Loretta. And I asked some people, and people were like, oh my God, that makes total sense. Like, that's you. And so with the branding, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know, I did some logos for Yo Loretta, and I've built a sub brand page within my website, and really kind of this retro 70s, like Stevie Nicks vibe, because that was also someone that, you know, we've always listened to. My grandmother and I, my great grandmother, we always had Fleetwood Mac on, and I have a Stevie Nicks album on vinyl in my office, and it's literally right next to pictures of my great grandparents. And it that's really, you know, kind of this witchy free soul, right? Like as if we were all at Woodstock, just kind of hanging out, shooting the shit, chit chatting, you know, over coffee. And that's really what I want this extension of my business to become is just a very free-flowing conversation. So we will still be here every Tuesday. I'm still planning on releasing episodes every Tuesday. Maybe some weeks I release two episodes, but I've been on YouTube again, and I've been posting videos. And so I think what's going to happen is, you know, YouTube will have more of the softer side, informal kind of stuff. And then, you know, over here we have the more formulated conversations. But, you know, if you guys want to go and hit that subscribe button on YouTube, you know, just search me, Yo Loretta. I'll put the link down in the show notes below as well. But I'll definitely be posting the video content from the podcast over there as well. So everything will be there. And then, you know, we're in your headphones as well, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and everything. So I'm not going away. I just needed to get a little grounded. And I feel like as terrible as the world is right now and all the uncertainty, I finally feel certain. And it's a very strange feeling because, you know, maybe you don't necessarily want to celebrate as much because you know that there's so much angst kind of going around. But I'm so proud of the progress that I've made as a human and the progress I've made as a first-time business owner. And, you know, I definitely want to celebrate that. And this is the step that I'm taking to do that. So that's that. That's what's going on, y'all. And I just, like I said at the beginning, you know, I just wanted to sit down and kind of talk through all of that. And so, if you have any questions, anything, you know, feel free to DM me. I'll put the links to my Yo Loretta account in the show notes because this is my personal side of the brand, right? So you're going to get my personal account, you know, all the good, the bad, the dog pics, whatever. And we're just going to keep grinding. You know, if you're feeling like this, let me know. You know, if you have confusion in your business, or maybe you don't feel like you're showing up 100% as yourself, send me a message, let me know. And let me try to help you, because that's all that's going to help is by just talking through things and getting that clarity. And, you know, it's inside of you. Sometimes you just need to talk it out, you know? So I'm here, whatever you guys need. And we will be, I know it's Sunday right now. You guys are probably listening to this Sunday evening, Monday. But Tuesday there'll be the regular content again. I just wanted to pop in and share this in kind of the meantime. But yeah, you'll get another episode here in a day or so. And then we'll be back to every Tuesday. And on my YouTube channel for Yo Loretta, videos are coming out kind of every Thursday or Friday. So you have that kind of offset content. But yeah, that's it, y'all. I feel so good. And hopefully, you know, you guys get where I'm coming from. And yeah, we're just going to keep grinding. So I will talk to you guys soon. I hope you have a safe and well rest of your weekend. I hope that, you know, things kind of start to slow down a little bit. But if you're in a city or a state that there is a lot of uncertainty right now, just stay home. Stay home, reflect a little bit, watch a movie. You know, don't be hard on yourself for taking the time to explore and refine, because this is a good time to do it. All right, y'all. I will see you guys and talk to you guys soon. Stay safe. Love y'all. Bye.